And we were right in the middle of a conversation with a
little ticklish issue.
A list of bullet points to continue on. So let's pick right back up where we left off.
A lot of people call it the warranty period. And I think technically and legally, that's probably not really what it is. Nobody's warrantying it for 2 years. But it has some interesting ramifications. How about if I install an air conditioning system where the manufacturer is giving me a 10-year warranty? How does that apply to that?
Well, there are two different issues. The statute of limitations is one issue.
Okay.
And then the warranty can be longer than the 2 years that we talked about. You could have a 10-year warranty, which is separate and apart from our 2-year statute of limitations, which still would protect the homeowner. And if you had a problem, you wouldn't come to us, but you would go to in the court system and try to enforce the warranty.
And I'm Big Bob, Arizona builder, and I put up a subdivision, and I use the model homes to sell the subdivision out. And as the subdivision sells out, now I'm going to close and sell the model homes, and they've been done for 4 years.
Well, it's the date of last construction or the date of occupancy in your example. And in fact, we had a case, I was thinking about it, we had a case where the builder tried to make the argument that the home was occupied, and he said it was occupied by one of his employees, as I recall, his foreman. And so what we investigated. We looked at the electrical bills in the summer to see what the electricity bill was, to see if someone could really live there. I mean, there was no bed. They always said he slept on the floor. We looked, and the microwave was still taped up. The refrigerator was still taped. And so we made a determination that, no, the date of occupancy is when the homeowner bought it, not when this alleged foreman lived there. Because a contractor builder was trying to get us to dismiss it on a statute of limitations, which means then the homeowner doesn't even get their day in court. It's just an outright bar. And that's what I tell people. The statute of limitations is like forfeiting a game. You may have the best team in the world. You may have the Miami Heat. But if you don't file within the statute of limitations, you forfeit. You automatically lose, even though if you have the best argument in the world.
Yeah. And how about some of these homes? You know, we in this downturn, we've had homes sit for a couple years before they were purchased. Same applicable rule?
Well, that was the example I gave. This house had sat for years, and then the first buyer bought it and moved in and had a bunch of problems, and the contractor builder tried to say, no, it was occupied earlier.
Okay. Well, that two-year thing has a lot of angles on it and a lot of questions you have to ask. But let's bring Bell back into the conversation, because this color transferring through a finished floor product actually intrigues me a lot more than just as to whether or not it's a 2-year review period or not. Is Belle still with us?
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
Okay, Miss Belle. The fact that this color is transferring, did I hear you right? It's transferring through linoleum sheet goods?
Yes. Vinyl for the kitchen and the bathrooms.
And when you and you've had a flooring contractor out there and you've pulled that up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And did you see any of the residual color on the concrete slab at all?
We did. I only did the bathroom, and I took pictures as he was doing it so it wouldn't look like I manufactured them. And, yes, it was on the foundation, the concrete.
Okay. Have your flooring contractor, whoever you're out there working with it, you know, we may or may not be able to help you with that, but I am not familiar with those colors transferring through sheet vinyl. That's a very new and peculiar problem that I've never heard about. But before you put anything back down, of course, you're going to want to seal that in. But I've never heard of color transferring, especially unless there is a moisture problem in the concrete itself. Please have your flooring contractor do a moisture reading on that slab before you put anything back down, okay?
Oh, okay. All right.
All righty.
Reading. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, dear. Thanks for the call. See you at the Crawfish Festival. She's from South Louisiana.
Well, what part are you from, Belle?
She can be part of the line dance tutorial.
There you go.
That's right. Monroe Shreveport, actually, the north part.
Well, even people north of I-10 are welcome.
Thank you.
Like you haven't heard that your whole life.
That's the Yankee side of Louisiana.
Oops. Sorry, Belle. There you go. All right. Thank you, ma'am. And, you know, we may, if we get her information off air, she's in Peoria.
I know just the man that could go
by. Do we think we should send Larry out there?
Yeah, we'll make Larry go out and do a free investigation.
That's right. We'll
he
help
owes
you
it
out
to
though.
Me.
For what?
Pretending to be his friend for 33 years.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, then in that case, we have Kevin and Sun Lakes. Bring in real quick because this is a pretty simple one. Kevin, go ahead real quick.
How are you? I'll be as quick as I can. I'm just now in the final stages of healing from the victimization that defraud makes one feel, and I think that keeps a lot of people from taking the appropriate action. I had a home restuccoed the night before the deadline. It was obvious they weren't going to complete it, but I was kind of over a barrel or angry or anything. I think it was going to take a couple more days. They abandoned the work site, just walked away and never heard from them again. I've tried to raise them on the telephone, wrote letters to them, nothing.
And what happened here as well, Mr. Mundell, and we'll address after the break, he looked up the license. Well, they're using someone else's license number.
Oh, we're going to get to that. That's more and more common anymore. When we get back.